Thank you, Wanda. That's great. Amen. I'll tell you. And did you notice how loud they sang out?
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't quiet. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Mark 13. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, but it'll be in Mark 13, verses 34 through 37. It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Good morning, church, and happy Sabbath. As we know that the time is coming for Thanksgiving, we want to lift a song of praise to our Lord, the Redeemer. The Bible has a lot of words of praise, and I just want to direct your attention to Psalm 148. If you have your Bibles handy, if not, I'll read it to you. It says, praise the Lord. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to praise the Lord in song. It says, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all ye hosts. Praise him from the sun and the moon. Praise him, you of the stars and the lights. Praise him, you heaven of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let him praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever, and he made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea creatures and all ye of the mountains, in the storm and the bales, and the beasts and all cattle, all creeping things. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he is exalted above all things. Amen.
Amen.
Of who you are, I will lift my hands, I will lift my heart and sing a song of love to you because of who you are. I offer you my life, surrendering. Because of who